Hey, what's up, everyone? No big intro today. Right now, it's going to be some people jumping in real quick. We're going to go ahead and jump in, but first, James has something to announce and say.
Hey guys, Butter Biscuits here. I just wanted to let you guys know that one of our longtime listeners, Mama Biscuit, unfortunately has passed. She had a really good life, and she her body just couldn't hold up what was going on with her. But I know normally I wouldn't be on this podcast if it was any other thing, but I know deep down she would want me to at least show up to let Rico and everybody else know that she was an actual avid listener when she could listen. She would want me to tell us to, you know, keep going, do what drives us, which is this podcast. And I'm not going to be on long, so I just really wanted to give a shout out to my mom. I'm going to miss her. We're all going to miss her. But I just felt like it was something that needed to be said. And I want to wish everybody have a great week, despite everything. For the rest of the Unsung Gamers, I hope you have a great show. I got to get some travel arrangements done, but I had to be on here tonight just to say goodbye, and also just to kind of give a shout out to one of our biggest supporters that was driving us from behind the scenes. So I love you, Mom.
Right, we love you.
Well said. Well said. I mean, could we possibly, you want to give out her name, or we just keep it as, yeah, Mama Biscuit?
I mean, her name was Martha. I mean, but I figured Mama Biscuit would be better.
Yeah. Okay. No, we can keep it that way. Well, I guess I never had the honor to actually meet her, but I know, just getting to know you, she raised a really good son, and with good morals, a great personality, a very energetic personality at that too, and a love for video games that, you know, a lot of us nowadays, even though we're older, we still have that inner child within us. And very glad that your mom supported, especially what we're doing right now too.
I mean, she supported us. It's like our endeavors of what we're doing. I mean, she may not have like donated anything financially, but she was like, "Oh, you guys are doing so good. I really enjoyed your show. You guys were funny and hilarious." Of course, yeah, she loved your brother. She loved Jose. So shout out to Miss X, who's working out with us tonight. But God, I mean, she was amazing, guys, and she really was a driving force for me to be on the show every week and really kind of supported us through thick and thin. So she may not have played video games as much as us, but she definitely was somebody who helped at least bring an Unsung Gamer to this world and helping us save the world one game at a time, you know?
Again, James, you know, my condolences, you know, if there's anything, I guess, that I can do personally, I don't know what I can do. I know I'm not nowhere near you, but, you know, if whatever you need, let me, let us know too.
All I ask is you guys have a great show without me tonight. I just wanted to pop in and give condolences to, or give accolades to one of our greatest supporters behind the scenes that was pushing for just not just me, but for all of us to succeed. Because she deserved it. She definitely earned it. So I just want you guys to have a great show without me, and I'll definitely be back when I can. So I love you guys. As far as for our listeners, y'all have a great weekend. Listen to these guys. They're the best. So I love you guys. I'm going to go ahead and sign out.
Yeah, all bro. Right. We love you, bro.
Love you too, James. Yeah. Take your time. All right, guys. Yeah. So, I have a drink in front of me, so I just want to give a quick drink, a quick toast to Mama Biscuit up there in heaven, on to, yep, to that next level that we all strive to go to one day. And, you know, and thank you for supporting us. And I know you're looking down on us right now, and continuing to show your support for us and your son, James, a.k.a. Buttered Biscuits.
Yep, salute.
Salute. Cheers. All right. Well, with that said, we're gonna try to move on to, I guess, with the episode. And if you want to send condolences, you know, check it, you know, reach out to us on Unsung Gamers on our social media. We'll definitely share it with James, and his family. So we're gonna continue the show. And I guess with us, just join us right now is Jermaine. Jermaine, I know you probably maybe caught the last bit of it. But I guess, do you have anything you want to say?
I'm not really good at this stuff, so I'm gonna probably message him here later on, you know, do a little one-on-one thing with him.
Yeah. All right. No, not a problem. You know, it is a difficult situation, but you know, like I said, you know, we love James. We love the Biscuit family, and we will definitely miss Mama Biscuit, one of our fellow Unsung Gamer fans. And with that said, yeah, I know. With that said, you know, we'll go ahead and I guess get started with another what we had on the agenda today for our podcast. I'm sure it's no surprise or news right now. Modern Warfare 3 is out, or at least by the time you listen to this. And for those of you who pre-ordered it, maybe got to be able to play it a little bit. And Jermaine. You're a lucky one to be able to play it a little bit, weren't you? Or at least like watch some videos of other folks.
Yeah, I actually pre-ordered it, so I got to play a little early, and it was definitely better than the last one. I mean, it's going in the right direction, back to the arcade shooter it needs to be, not that realism shit. Like they're going back to what they should be. I mean, it still has a few issues here and there, but other than that, I mean. My personal opinion from beginning to end of the game and the campaign, I give it a 7.5 because I actually enjoyed it, man. I mean, it's the open world concept. I enjoyed it. It's a little weird at first because you got to figure it out. But once you figure it out and get it going, it's actually not bad, man. I think they're going to go in the right way with it if they stick to it and don't try to do the realism thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was fun. It's enjoyable. It's definitely, I'm not gonna lie, it's not worth the $70 at all. Anything, yeah. You could, like, if you play the game, you will be able to tell what was supposed to be the free DLC of the game for us. You know, because remember they said we get a free DLC thing, and how do I say this? It runs right, but yeah, the story, I think they needed another year to go. They needed that one extra year they usually get, and the story would have been a lot better. Because it starts off not bad, but it seems like there's not enough emotions for certain things that happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a neutral thing that happens when certain things happen to characters. It's like neutral. Like, there's no sadness, there's no happiness. It's just okay, let's go play the game now type of thing.
Did you beat the whole thing already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 5 hours, 4.5 hours long.
Oh, wow. Man,
yeah, it's short. It's really short.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey,
but,
you know, go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, with the open campaigns, the open world campaigns, that the missions they have, what I do like is it's fun. You find weapons, you find crates here and there. They make noise, so you're gonna find them, and you'll find upgraded rifles, upgraded, you know, shotguns, everything. And so, say like one mission, I died. I didn't realize the car was on fire, and I died. Well, before I started the mission, it let me set a new loadout, which I thought was pretty cool because I didn't know you could do that. You can set up a new loadout. So I came back in with a minigun and a handgun, and I mean, I tore through that level. But yeah, it's it's not a bad game, and it's enjoyable. You could tell what DLC content is. But for the most part, man, I'd say it's not worth the $70. So I'd wait till Black Friday. Maybe it'll be on sale for a better price.
How much do you think somebody should spend on it, though? 50?
I'd say, yeah, between 40 and 50 bucks, tops. No more than 50.
Are they talking about adding any more content to it?
What's up?
Are they talking about adding any more content to it at all?
Actually, the way it ended, it just left open. It really is.
Well,
so, I mean, we might get lucky and get that free DLC now.
Maybe by the holiday. I mean,
yeah, I guess for me, like, I mean, I didn't get it because even though I know, you know, it's just Modern Warfare. I mean, everyone, like, at least our age, especially the new generation gamers out there, they all love it. I mean, it's a shooter game. Everybody loves it. But I guess, like, since Warzone came out, like, Warzone's free. Like, I play that more than the multiplayer. Like, I guess if they didn't have Warzone, then yeah, I mean, yeah, I would have bought the game. But Warzone for me is like, I don't know, the Call of Duty game that I would be playing. The campaign is cool. I like the last campaign, or at least the last game's campaign, and that would be the only reason why I would get it. But yeah, for $70, like, and then for only what, 5 hours or 6 hours of gameplay that you use to beat it, yeah.
Just like 5 hours tops.
Man, like I don't know. I think you're right. I think I might wait for it.
Yeah, it's actually one of the shorter campaigns that they've made. Because I want to say Black Ops 2 was 7 hours, I think, almost 8. And that's the long. That's the longest one. But yeah, I think this one's like on the end of being the shortest one they've made.
Oh dang. Man, well, I'm sure it's going to be like this for a while, and assuming it's still going to be open for all consoles, right? Like, I don't remember, because I know Microsoft bought Activision, so I don't know if they're going to make that exclusive for just Xbox moving forward, but I doubt they would, because they would lose sales.
Yeah, right? No, he came out and announced that, I forget what his name is, he came out, he's like, nah, we're going to honor that 10-year, because I know Activision and PlayStation have a 10-year deal or something, right? And
something like
He said they're gonna keep it on. It's gonna be honored, but he said, yeah, definitely, Call of Duty is not gonna be an exclusive. It's coming to Game Pass, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game's out. I mean, the commercials make it look cool. Like watching the commercials, I'm like, man, that game does look cool. I want to play it. But then I'm like, well, I'm not really gonna play it. And then if I do, I'll beat it, like, maybe over the weekend. What I really would focus on is mainly Warzone, because it's a game that I can play with all of y'all. If Call of Duty made a game where maybe it was co-op, like, we can all jump on and do a campaign together, then I'd be like, oh, then I probably would buy it, because that would be cool to do a campaign co-op with all of y'all. Like, I think that would be cool, and I don't think they do that for this one, right?
That'd be pretty cool, especially with the new open world concept they're doing. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. And you know, speaking of open world, I'm sure you have heard of it, and I don't know how big of a fan you are about it, but they made an announcement that they're going to be bringing a trailer of Grand Theft Auto 6. So are y'all any Grand Theft Auto fans?
Hell yeah.
Not so much, man. I've played a few games here and there, but yeah, my son, he's a real big Grand Theft Auto fan.
Yeah, but the last time they had a Grand Theft Auto, that was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
I think so.
Grand Theft Auto 5? I know it's been a while, yeah. And I want to say, and I wish Nando was here so he can correct me, but I want to say one of the reasons why they didn't work on it was because they were working on Red Dead Redemption 2, because it's from the same publisher, I believe.
Yeah.
And now, so now they're going to announce it, and I'm sure a lot of people are excited about it. Like, for me, I have played Grand Theft Auto. I played all of them up to San Andreas. I never played Grand Theft Auto 5. But now with the announcement of it coming out, I think I might want to play it. And I've heard a lot of great things about Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, I have it. I just never played it. Because I know the commitment it would take. Because I know I'm going to be putting, this isn't going to be, you know, Modern Warfare 3 hours or Spider-Man hours. This is going to be like Legend of Zelda or Elden Ring type of hours of play.
It's pretty crazy.
And to me, like, I like it like that, because, like, then, you know, I'm not spending another $70 on another game because, like, I just beat Spider-Man 2. And we just had to talk about it last week, how I felt the same way how Jermaine feels about Modern Warfare 3, about I don't think it's worth $70. And I was talking to my buddy John. I should have invited him to come on. Shout out to Johnny Five Arcade out there. About that, I know that the creators wanted to focus more on quality, which it is. It's a beautiful game. Graphics are amazing. The fighting is great. But man, it was super short, like very short. And for $70, then if they're gonna charge $70, it's gonna be that short. I would have been okay if they would have took another year to add on to that story, because it just felt too short. And I'm not giving it a perfect 10. I don't think it's a 10, or even like in a grade of a 90s. I would probably give it like a 8, maybe a 7.5. But a lot of that goes to, yeah, the quality is great. It's all there. But I'm really taking a huge hit for it because of the price and for the length of the game that it was. And that's like me not even doing a lot of the side quests. I don't know. That was me doing a lot of the side quests. And I still beat it in under 20 hours. Man, and I just thought that was crazy. But anyways, Grand Theft Auto, I do back on there and play it, because that I can see myself enjoying it and also saving me some money too. You said that you played it. You played all of them. These recent ones that I can think of is 5 and San Andreas, right?
Yeah, San Andreas. That's a long time ago. That's like 2006 or 7 or 5. And Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in the early 2010s. But man, I really like that one because it there's a whole bunch of ideas that they put into that makes sense. You know, it sounds complicated, but you switch between three different characters who all, you know, go in and out of each other's paths, and then they all meet up at the end. But you're constantly switching between three completely different characters, and you know their personalities, the way they live their lives are all different. But I mean, it was ahead of its time, because I think it stands. It's still pretty strong, like the storyline. And you should play. Red Dead Redemption quality. It's the same quality.
Yeah, and again, if someone would ask me, well, if you're able to play Red Dead Redemption, why did you play Grand Theft Auto? I mean, it's just like, for me, I'm a big history guy. I love history or historical games. I mean, look at the games I've played so far. I played Valhalla. I've played Red Dead Redemption. I've played Elden Ring. I mean, they all have some type of historical, like feel or genre to it. Like I just like
games the old days kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because the modern times. I mean, I feel like a lot of people are just kind of like with modern days. You know, you can just make up whatever you want almost, and you know, make it into a video game. Or I feel like with, you know, the Elden Rings, the Valhalla's, Red Dead Redemption, you really have to do your homework, your research, because if you're going to make it historical, you have to be pretty accurate. Where when you make a modern game, like you're kind of like, you can do whatever you want because no one's really seen it, and you can just say, oh, it's the future. Like, hey, this will happen. But like with these older games, like, no, this is how it was. This is how things were back in the day. And that I enjoy more because of it just takes more accuracy. Like Valhalla, for example, like it was very, from what I've played and from what I've read even afterwards, historically pretty accurate to it. And of course, you gotta take that with a grain of salt, because you know there is some creative freedom in there as well. No, I'll definitely play Grand Theft Auto for sure. I might just download it now, because like I said, I just beat Spider-Man 2. I have no other game to play other than when I play with y'all, you know, Fortnite, Warzone or Rainbow, whatever. But I do need to find my next game to kind of keep me busy, which, yeah, I think, I guess, what would you say, Tonya? How long is that game, Grand Theft Auto 5? How long do you think you put?
That's at least like 20 hours, maybe 30.
Oh, really? I thought it was going to be like more than that. I thought it was going to be like 50 or 60 hours. Cause, I mean,
if you're going to do all the side stuff and like hang out and enjoy the side stories and all that stuff. There's a lot of them. There's a whole bunch. You get lost in that game. They come out with stuff on that stuff on that game for years, right? They probably still are coming out with that.
I just looked it up. Like, it came out in 2013, so it'll be 10 years, and now they're about to make an announcement for the sequel.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm looking so, online and it says here like 2025 fiscal year, so like between April, probably like, oh man, I don't even know. I can't even find this. Is not even accurate. Spring of 2025.
Well, yeah. Well, they haven't really announced when it's going to come out. They just announced that hey, there's going to be a teaser trailer coming out in December. So. Mm-hmm. I think we'll know more by then. Yeah. Which to me, I'm guessing we probably won't see it till. Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe 2025. Because
yeah,
a game that long of a wait. I mean, I'm sure they're trying to perfect it and everything. Which to me, I'm excited about because yeah, it's coming out. But I'm also like well, that this also means because and I think I've heard this man, but it could be a rumor right now. I can't confirm it right now. But I saw it somewhere where. They had talked about a Red Dead Redemption 3 coming out, or that it's in the works, and people are kind of thinking about it be the story for Red Dead Redemption 3. Like, have y'all played the other Red Dead Redemptions, Jermaine? Like, I know Tonyo has, but not the first one. Jermaine, have you?
Nah, I haven't played them. I've seen my son play them, and they look pretty interesting and fun, but I just haven't played them myself.
Okay. Well, I know I want to play it, and like the third one, from what I've heard, it's gonna at least the rumor is gonna be either two stories. One is either John Marston's son, and him going, you know, basically living out the last days of the Wild West, or they're talking about that it could be a prequel, and it would follow the story of Dutch. And how he basically became the ringleader of the I guess his crew in Red Dead Redemption 2. How do y'all feel about that?
Good. I like all the characters in at least the second one, which is the prequel to the first one, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I mean, I liked everybody in that one. They did really good in that, and just continuing with all that stuff is going to be good. I like Rockstar because they go really in depth with their stories, their character development. They put everything into the environments whenever you're playing their games. Like Red Dead Redemption 2, even going back and playing it right now, right? The sky moving and, you know, going from sunny to cloudy to rainy, or you go different environment to snow, right? You know, it's all gradual, but it's a real nice transition. And the same thing with Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, you go to the different, you're from the city of, like, based on L.A. kind of thing. And then you go into the mountains, so where the landscape changes, the animals change. Even, like, the vehicles that drive around there are different. You know, because more people are, like, 4x4s and trucks in that area. And the little nuances like that they put into the games, and the detail, you know, makes it come alive even more. And I know that they're going to put that much effort into any game that they do. Pretty much they do all the time, which is why their games are, like, super awesome. And
man, that is cool.
You know what I mean? So whatever game, whatever they're going to come out with, it's going to be top-notch, no matter what, just how they, you know, turn the story or whatever. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to all that stuff.
Well, cool. Yeah, I mean, and again, like, the trailer comes out in December. We'll see how it goes. As for me, yeah, I think I might need to start downloading that game so I can start playing it. Because like you should, I said, definitely. I still have it. Yeah, I think I will. You know, I know I downloaded it. I know I started it, but I was just like, I didn't do any missions. I just started it. But yeah, I'm definitely going to have to play it.
Just so you know, okay, you should play it by yourself. I wouldn't allow, you know, any small children around because some crazy ass shit goes on with Grand Theft Auto. I mean...
Yeah, no, I know.
There's drugs, there's drinking, there's people, you know, stabbing each other, shooting each other, right? Just right there. And the shit that they say is, like, crazy because it's based on, like, modern day. So, like, you got texting, you got the social media stuff involved. You got, you know, it's in Los Angeles, so, like, everybody's cutthroat. They don't really care about, you know, each other, and everybody's using each other. And you can just imagine, right, you know. All the crazy scenarios they can get into. One dude is like a drug user and all that stuff, and he goes off the wall, And it's crazy. The characters are really good. You'll definitely enjoy that game once you get into it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that one because, I mean, it does sound interesting. And it's up my alley of video games that I like. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. Now, I've also thought about going back and playing some old games like Batman or the Arkham trilogy or even Final Fantasy VIII. Like, I thought about just going back because, like I said, I got really disappointed with the length of Spider-Man 2. I was like, man, I want to find me again. It's long. And you know what? Talking about Grand Theft Auto, I think I might jump into that one.
That's perfect. Yep. Do it. Highly recommend.
Cool. And I guess another part of our episode, we do want to talk about Alan Wake, but my brother's not here. He couldn't make it today. He had to do some adulting duties, but it's okay. From what I've heard, at least from my brother, he really likes it. It sounds really good. I do want to say and give a shout out to everyone out there that's been watching our YouTube videos. I've been seeing a big climb on it. I don't know if it's because I've been doing videos every day on YouTube. So thank you for that, and we really, really appreciate it. And that I'm also uploading videos of not just Spider-Man 2, but videos of Callisto Protocol, Leatherbeat. And now I'm watching that because I guess it kind of helps me kind of beat another game, I guess, kind of. Not that I did it, but just watching my brother do it. Because like I said, I do have a backlog of video games, but now watching my brother play the game, I kind of get the feel like, okay, well, I played it now because I watched my brother play, I guess. So, and those videos are coming out, and it's going to be out every day, except for the weekends. You know, I want to give people a break and give me a break from editing videos and stuff. Jermaine, I guess, are there other games that you're playing right now? Or at least what things are you looking forward to seeing from Modern Warfare 3?
Man, I was going to try to play a game I found called Buried. I don't know if I remember if I told you guys about it or not.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Basically, it's a short game. It's like a quick little 5-minute game. I think it changes. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked too much into it. But basically, you wake up and you're buried alive. So you're basically trying to figure out all these little clues that are left inside the box for you to escape. But the thing is, you have to, the darker it gets, the more your anxiety builds up. So it's harder and harder. So, you know, you get anxious, you start breathing more faster, and you end up running out of oxygen. You run out of oxygen. And this one, you know, you don't really have a time period, but you do have a certain amount of time to get out. And So I haven't played it yet. I'm gonna try to do it tomorrow. It's on Steam. It's like $3.
Man, you're finding all these little gold nuggets here, man. Like, I know you talked about Don't Scream. And, you know, I've had people ask me, like, what is that game? That game's pretty. And I was telling them about it. They never heard of it, but they were, like, pretty cool and intrigued by it. I guess the way it works, where, like you have to use your mic, and if you make a noise or something, then, you know, that's how you die. And like, I had some people tell me, like, I can't believe that moose got him, too. Other people talk about, like, you know, when your brushes or leaves that just pop up out of nowhere. So, thanks for the clip. Yes, thank you for the clip.
I'm gonna try. I'll see if I can't get you some better ones, some actual funnier reactions or something. Because I know somebody laughed at the end of the other one I sent y'all. You know, because with that damn deer that scared the crap out of me. So Buried is only like $4.25, you know, in USD. So it's actually pretty cheap. So that ain't bad.
And, well, there you go, everyone.
It's a quick little game to play. I'm going to try to get some more. I'll see if I can get a video of it. But yeah, there's a few scenes where, like, it, because they got the little trailer and stuff in here. But yeah, there's a couple scenes where you're like just chilling and everything, and kind of see a hand kind of coming towards you. So, you know, you're like, I'm like, okay, what the hell is that? But, you know, that's why they say keep a little light, because it keeps you, if you go into the darkness, you start getting anxiety attacks.
Dang. Well, you know what, Jermaine? I have to give you some kudos and give you a clap, because I know you're not a fan of pain to get scared. So, hey, kudos. Nice.
I appreciate it. How about y'all? Y'all find any new games or anything else?
Well, like, I'm about to play Grand Theft Auto 5. That's definitely on my list. I'm going to re-download it. Because if it wasn't, if not that game, I was going to re-download and play some old game. Because right now, there's nothing out there that's really caught my attention. Grand Theft Auto 5, for sure. Daniel?
Well, I wanted to ask, like, the story, I mean, it wasn't that long. But was it good, though?
Which one?
Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah, no. I loved it. I mean, I'm still playing. Like, I'm going to try to 100% it. Because, like, even after beating the main story, I'm trying to just 100% it. All the side missions, all the skills, all the suits, everything. Because it's still fun, you know, to swing around the city. And it's a bigger map this time. And on top of that, you can fast travel anywhere on the map. And you got to unlock that. But once you do, you can fast travel anywhere on the map, and then like you could basically pinpoint a location and fast travel, and then and there's no load time. It just instantly just takes you there, and you're already swinging in that area, which is pretty cool. So like if you're trying to go to, you know, like an icon that says, "Hey, bad guys are right here," you can just, you know, pinpoint that spot, fast travel, and then boom, you're right there instead of having to swing across the city to get there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's convenient.
Not a bad little feature to have.
Yeah.
It definitely speeds things up. But again, I guess that's why I probably beat it. So, well, actually, I didn't use that fast travel thing until after I beat the game. I never used it because like, I wanted to still explore the city because from what I heard, it's a very accurate resemblance of New York City. So I've never been to New York. So I'm like, you know, swinging around like, oh, this is where this is at. Oh, this is what's here. This is Peter Parker's house. Whoa, way over here. Whoa.
So, can you actually walk, or do you have to swing everywhere?
I mean, you can walk, but and actually, I mean, it's no. I'm not giving anything away. Like, you can see it in the trailer, but like, you can actually, I guess, quote unquote, fly too. But you're really gliding, but you're flying, and that helps you move and cut corners a lot better, especially in those car chases. It's really cool. I mean. That's another reason why I'm still playing it is because of that. Because it's really fun and addicting to be able to swing through the cities and or fly to get to certain locations and then like making a grand entrance when you're about to fight people. Like you just fly in and basically do like a Superman landing or something. It's just pretty cool.
Nice. One feature that when you're talking about like ending up in a certain area whenever I remember in Red Dead Redemption 2 when you would start the game, it would, you know, the dude would be doing something, he'd be like, you know, leaning against a tree or, and it's always different, you know, when he'd show up, he'd be, you know, brushing his horse's hair or something like that, or he's sitting at a fire, and I don't think I even remember of it being like the same thing twice. It was a whole bunch of different ways that the game starts up and he's doing something. And it's the same thing. Like the details. Grand Theft Auto 5 is the same thing. You'll like one of the characters is like a drunk, so he'll when you start the game up, his ass is like in the gutter, like covered in crap, just like you know waking up from.
How did I get here?
Yeah, or like another dude is like, you know, mid car chase because he stole a car or something like that, and it's like, that's how it starts. It's like, what the hell. So that's one thing I like about how they, you know, see, when all these developers make these games, I understand there's a time crunch, you gotta make money, you know, the stockholders gotta make certain money more than they did last quarter and all that stuff. But I mean, there's some game developers that actually take their time and really put like a lot of art into the game, which is why I like games so much. Like the art, the creativity that they put into it, like all the passion and the love that they put into this game, that's what I like to see. And I hate how they're just like, you know, skimping on this stuff. But I guess you got to make money somewhere, and it is a business. And I guess this is how games are nowadays, right? They come out lacking, and then they'll come through a year later through, you know, add-ons and all that stuff. I guess it's just how it is nowadays, unless you're Zelda or a Rockstar game, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, we'll see. I mean, yeah, definitely. So they made an announcement that Miles Morales moving forward will be the main Spider-Man moving forward. And I know y'all haven't played Spider-Man 2, but hearing that news, how do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty cool, man. I mean, you know, not trying to sound like I'm hating on Peter or anything, but I think we needed like a different start, basically, like a fresh in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because we have Peter Parker since I was a kid. I mean, I can't remember, like, I don't even remember how old I was when I first heard of him. But now that we have a new one, you know, it's a new generation, a new time. So, I mean, I think it makes sense. I'm down for it.
Yeah. When I first heard about, you know, a new Spider-Man, Miles Morales, who is that, right? The movie, when the movie first came out, the first one with Miles in it, I didn't even watch the movie because I was like, I don't, only Spider-Man, Peter Parker, blah, blah, and all that stuff, like, hating on it, not even watching it, right? I didn't watch it when it came out because it's not what I'm used to, but, and then I watched it. I freaking love that movie, so it's like, more power to him, you know. He's a, you know, new fresh take on it. He definitely, you know, connects with the new age. Now, you know, the audiences love him. My kids love him. It's Miles, right? Oh, that youth in there.
Yeah.
And I guess growing up with him will be good, because he's already been. When did the first Spider-Man with Miles come out? The movie, like 2017 or something like that.
The movie, man, no, yeah, like, I know it was like recent.
2018.
Yeah,
5 years already. So if you were like a 5-year-old, you're like 10 now. You're only gonna get older. You're growing up with this new Spider-Man character. That's all you know. You know, it's good. I like Miles. He got a lot of vulnerability that people can connect with. Same thing with Peter Parker when he was. When I was watching him, watching his movies and playing the games back then. So,
yeah.
I don't mind it at all. I like it.
So, man, there's so much.
It throws in, like, the culture, a different culture in there, right? His mom's, like, Puerto Rican.
True.
His dad's African American. Yeah. That different culture in there, too. So, we need that.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, dang, this could probably be another topic right here, because, like, for sure, I guess for those of you who maybe are not following the story, but if you're watching the movie, Miles Morales, the animated film, the story of how he became Spider-Man is different from how he became Spider-Man in the video game. And I guess it's more closer to the comics than that one. But I initially for me, when I first heard it, I was like, what? I mean, I didn't like it. But then, you know, after you know, taking it in, I mean, I felt the same way with Jermaine, how you felt. That, well, I mean, we've had Peter Parker, and again, this is mainly for us older gamers out there, and maybe not the new young generation, and by young, I mean like in elementary school who are playing video games, who just maybe just found out about Peter Parker, but known Miles Morales probably longer. For me, it's, I guess it's good, you know, to kind of see Peter Parker finally, you know, I guess taking a break from it. I don't want to say too much, at least the way part two ended. But it does go the direction that the people have announced that Miles Morales would be the next Spider-Man to kind of take over. But I still feel like if they went that route, I can still see where Peter Parker would still play a role in the new Spider-Man games, but more of like the psychic role than the main role. Kind of like how Miles Morales was in part two. Maybe they'll just start switching and slowly transition to where like now he is to where they actually truly announce like, okay, he's the number one Spider-Man here. Peter Parker's done, kind of thing. Because like to me, I feel like the story can go that route. And yeah, like exactly what you both touched upon on everything. Like a culture, just a new Spider-Man that's going to be taking the lead. And I mean, he's super cool. I mean, he does everything that Spider-Man can do, and he has, you know, a little bit cooler powers. I mean, he can turn invisible. He has electrical charges that he can generate. He has the same capabilities as Peter, and the thing about it, like, he's just way younger. You know, I guess it's kind of like, you know, we get older, but, you know, someone's going to come along, a younger generation is going to just take our spot. And then this one is kind of the same thing. And for me, yeah, like I said, I initially didn't like it, but I think it is time for a new Spider-Man, because for me, I've played Spider-Man since Sega Genesis, the 1990s, and yeah. It's been Peter Parker, all the way up to Spider-Man Dimensions. And again, like, you know, you were able to play different Spider-Mans, you know, the McGill, Harris, the Ben Reilly's of the Spider-Verse. And again, yeah, that just shows, like, I'm a big Spider-Man fan, so I know a lot about it. Madam Web, like, all that. And now to where, like, as me growing up as a Spider-Man fan, like, I feel like, even though it's not official, nothing's been announced, but to me, I'm kind of seeing it as like, okay, Peter, you can, you know, hang your hat. You can, you know, you've done well. And now this young generation right here, which again, in the game, you're still training him. He's still, quote unquote, tutoring him. He's going to take over your spot. And I think it's really cool. I'm looking forward to the new video game. And see how they go about it, transitioning the
and new, like, movie.
I know they the movie. I think the movie is different. The movie is like I think they're doing a different story take on that one. But in the video games, like I did hear rumors where there is gonna be a Spider-Man 3 for sure, and apparently there might be even a Venom, video game too. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're all in agreement that, you know, we're cool with it. I know there might be some people who may feel like how I felt early on. We're like, whoa. And yeah, actually a lot of us felt like, whoa, wait, can't change Peter Parker. Yeah. It's Peter Parker. He's Spider-Man. But,
yeah.
You know, I think it might be time to just, you know, hey, I mean, he's been around forever. Well, Spider-Man came out with in the 50s, 60s. And, you know, Miles Morales came about like in the 2000 teens, I think, and all that was because Danny Glover, he wanted to try out to be Spider-Man. He wanted to be Spider-Man, but there wasn't a Spider-Man, or they can, you know, a black person Spider-Man, and so, you know, the creators or the writers, the artists were like, you know, we should, and so because of what he did, they created Miles Morales, and here now we have Miles Morales. Because of Danny Glover, so you know it's pretty cool, and I am excited to see, I guess, how or where this goes in the future.
Yeah, it reminds me of the scene in Men in Black, the first Men in Black, where he goes, I wasn't, hey kid, I wasn't training a partner, I was training a replacement.
yeah, I know, and some people out there are like, what's Men in Black?
Oh, never mind. Oh, I forgot. We don't mention Will Smith anymore.
Oh, well, it's not that. I mean, Men in Black came out like in the 90s.
Yeah, so, I know.
I mean, it's pretty old. Yeah.
I think there was a more recent one, wasn't there?
There's a third one.
There was a recent one with Chris Hemsworth. And
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Chris Hemsworth and the girl from Thor who played Valkyrie. Yeah,
2019.
The new Men in Black.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It's Men in Black International 2019. It's only been a few years and everybody already forgot about it.
I don't think that movie did so well.
No, I don't think it did either. Let's see. What did they rate it? Where's the rating at? 5.6 out of 10. Okay.
Well, it's a little bit above average.
Yeah, I would have gone with a solid 6.
Nice. I would have gone same thing, 6, yeah. But, all right, guys, well, I think that's all I have.
Yeah,
anything else from y'all, or do you want to end it?
No, nothing else here. Just a shout-out to James. I'll hit you up on a personal one, man.
Yeah, my heart goes out to him, man. Rest in peace. Everybody, you know, everybody loves their mom. And that's a big person in your life to go away so young. And I hope he stays up, keeps his head up, you know, remembers all the good stuff. And try to enjoy himself after, you know, you got to grieve. But, you know, get back to what makes you happy, right? Because that's what they want. They want you to be happy.
Yes, sir.
We love you, James. Hang in there, bro.
Yeah, and usually here's the part where I come in where I'm like, yeah, check us out. I'm the Gamers. But right now, we truly just want to give a shout out to James. And just say, you know, like to everyone out there who still have their parents or maybe who have lost a parent or two, you know, that, look, it's tough. It definitely is. And it's going to take a lot of time to heal a wound that probably will never close, because that's a big hole in your heart to lose a parent. But, I mean, there's a silver lining in everything. And the good thing about this is that, like, the fact that, you know, you're able to have your parent to be in your life for this long, because, you know, you got to also think about there's other people out there who've lost their parents, you know, at a super young age. And to I guess, be fortunate enough to have your parents still be in your life this long in your life, and you should still see that as a blessing, and that they were able to be a part of your life all the way to, you know, your adulthood, for sure, and to know that you're good on your own, and that they did good by raising you, James. And because, look, you're on your own now. You're in a whole new state. You're doing things on your own. Like, this is the ultimate goal that every parent wants for their kid, that they raise their kid so when they become adults that they're able to be on their own, where, like, now you can't check on them. You can't go to the room because, you know, they live in your house, and you can go in the room and check on them. Like, now they're on their own. And you've done, I do believe that Mama Biscuit has done a great job raising James, and she would definitely be missed by not just, you know, the Biscuit family, but also us, the Unsung Gamers here, and everyone else out there who knew her as a friend, or even just came across her. Just know that, hey, you know, you never know. And I think, Donya, you always touch up on this, like, hey, you never know what's gonna happen. Always, you know, give your parents a phone call them. You know, especially if you're an adult, just call them. Just say, like, hey, just want to see how you're doing. Because you never know what's going to happen. You know, time is weird. And, you know, just keep in contact. And, James, for you, you know, we love you. And, like I said, if you need anything, you know, let us know. And for those of you listening, we're definitely going to let James, you know, take a week off. Or if he needs more time, for sure, for him to mourn. This event in his life. And as always, we do appreciate her. We've always appreciated her, and thank you for supporting us. And I know you're watching us from above, supporting us. And I guess until next time, we are the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time. Bye.